Let's begin with a word of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, we turn to thee in this evening hour as we gather together in thy house, round about thy precious word. We pray for thy blessing upon it and upon each and every dear soul who has taken the time to come this evening to support one another, to worship thee, to pray in this place for even those who could not make it. We pray that thou would bless thy word to our hearts. Grant us the guidance and the wisdom, the light and understanding that comes only from thy true and living word. May that shine out clearly. And may man and those that would speak or pray or sing fade far into the background. But let Jesus Christ be the center of our gathering and the one whom we worship and adore with all of our hearts. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Desire with God's help to read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. Perhaps we could begin with verse 13. Mark 10, beginning with verse 13.
Наше Євангеліє по Марку, 10 глава, початок, 13 брой.
And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and kneeled to him, and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. And Jesus, beholding him, loved him. And said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about, and saith unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again, and saith unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished with out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father or mother, or wife or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers, and children and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were amazed as they followed, and they were afraid. And he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen unto him, saying, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes. And they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And they shall mock him, and scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him. And the third day he shall rise again. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, What would ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit, one on thy right hand, and the other on thy left hand, in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him and saith unto them, Ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried out the more, a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.
O Lord, we bow before Thee. Thee, our Savior and our Redeemer, our God, our Father, who art in heaven. We give Thee thanks for this day. We give Thee thanks, O Lord, that Thou hast brought us safely through this day and unto this moment when we could come together as a brotherhood with our families, with our children, with our friends to worship Thee. May that, Lord, be the sole purpose of our coming together, to worship Thee. For Thou art worthy of all the praise and the honor and the glory. And we come before Thee to give Thee thanks for this blessed opportunity to come together to sing these hymns of praise and to open Thy word of life and to read and to meditate and to see, O Lord, the wonderful things that Thou hast taught and that Thou art teaching today. Lord, we look and we see a blind Bartimaeus, and yet Thou didst open his eyes because he sought it to be able to see. And he followed Thee, and he was able to see Thee on the cross, dying for his sins and the sins of the world. O Lord, Thou hast also opened our eyes that we could see Thee on the cross and follow Thee to the cross. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that we would never run from the cross, but follow Thee. Thou hast shown through these verses that we have read what is right. Thou hast shown us, O Lord, that Thou dost lift up the humble, and Thou dost humble the proud. Thou hast shown us what stands in the way between Thou, Lord Jesus, and us. Thou hast shown us, O Lord, that we are to cast aside those things which hinder our walk, which blind our walk, to follow Thee. O Lord, we pray that Thou would impart unto each of us the wisdom and the eyesight, the sight to be able to see clearly. Thou, Lord Jesus, dying upon the cross for us. Thou hast shown us, O Lord, that if we are to be great, we are to be as Thou wast, humble and meek. So we pray, Heavenly Father, that each of us would embrace these deep truths, where it reveals unto us, O Lord, that the love of this world, the love of money, becomes a god to us, and we cannot follow Thee then. Though we may be saddened as this rich man was, oftentimes, O Lord, a sad heart doesn't bring us to Thee. No, it's a broken heart that Thou dost desire, a heart that is broken, that yields and gives and follows after Thee. To the cross, O Lord, where Thou didst die, that we, our will, our desires would die, that we might live with Thee. O Lord, what great love Thou didst have for us. Thou didst show us, O Lord, through these verses, that Thou art God. As Thou hast spoken to this young man, O Lord, may we never doubt, but may we always embrace Thee as our Lord, our Savior, our God, and that we would follow Thee, that where Thou leadest, O Lord, that we would believe that it is a path of victory. So we thank Thee, O Lord, for this opportunity to come together, and we pray, Heavenly Father, that Thou would bless each one who is able to come. Bless our children who are here with us, O Lord. Give unto them an understanding, O Lord, of who Thou art. Open Thou the eyes of those, O Lord, who do not see Thee on the cross, who do not see what Thou hast done for them, who do not feel, O Lord, that love that Thou didst have for them, that Thou didst humble Thyself for their sake, for the sake of the world, thy creation, that thou didst humble thyself and to take our sin upon thee. O Lord, show them, reveal thyself unto them that they may see thee, that they may follow thee. O Lord, we see that in order to see thee on the cross, we must follow thee. And O Lord, those are the simple teachings that thou dost give to follow after thee. May we, O Lord, never turn aside from thy footsteps, the footsteps that led thee to Calvary, the footsteps, O Lord, that ended at the cross. May that be where our footsteps also disappear, O Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, that thou would bless all who were unable to come this evening. Lord, thou knowest each heart. Thou knowest why they couldn't come. And thou art able to bless. Thou art able to give thoughts of thy kingdom in their hearts and to uplift all, O Lord, who cry out unto thee. What a blessing it is, O Lord, that we could have a Father in heaven who hears our prayers. Thou, Lord Jesus, who dost perfect them and bring them before the Father. We thank thee from the bottom of our hearts, O Lord, for that great love which thou didst bestow upon us. Bless us one and all this evening. Bless the words, O Lord, that would be spoken through thy Spirit, through our dear brother, that we would all know and understand what thy will is for our lives. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Loved ones, we have all now taken the time to read and to ponder upon the words of Jesus and his interactions with disciples, with those who came to him, with children, and those who called out to him. And as we took that time together, I'm just struck by the contrast between the question of the disciples and the request of this blind man that sat at the gate. James and John asked to sit at a place of prominence in the kingdom. And Jesus' response was that that was not for him to give. And they perhaps went away somewhat disappointed. But this man that cried out for mercy, who was looking for mercy in faith, was also asked, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" And this man was seeking for something very different, that he would receive his sight. And we know that this wasn't a selfish request because of what he did afterwards. Jesus says, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Immediately he received his sight and he followed Jesus in the way. Even as we prayed, we reminded that Jesus is on the way to Jerusalem to be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes and to be condemned to death, and that he would be crucified. And this man perhaps was a witness of that. Jesus instructs us to ask, to seek, and to knock. But this contrast between what the disciples' request was and Bartimaeus' request should cause us to ask ourselves, what are we asking for? What is our heart's desire and our petition to the Lord? Jesus did not come in king's robes. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. He came in willing obedience to his Father. And that's what he offers. But that's often not what the heart of man is seeking. And so we miss what Jesus offers. But to those that would seek him and would beg of him his mercy, he can provide in abundance. What am I looking for? What am I asking for? To advance? To excel? To exceed the crowds? Or just that I could see my great need for Jesus and his mercy? And to follow him with all of my heart. Jesus can honor that request much more than we could ask or think. He can provide for the lacking faith, for the inability to overcome on our own. He can provide that which we are needing. All things that pertain to life and godliness we receive through Jesus Christ and his gospel. Paul told Timothy that light and immortality are come to life. Life and immortality are come to light through the gospel. That we could see where we are before God, what we're responsible for before him and those around us. And to have hope of eternal life through faith in his blood. There are two competing desires in these different questions. One that simply asks God to fill that which we are lacking. And the other to promote us beyond what we are capable of receiving. And these are the values of two very different kingdoms. Kingdom of God and kingdom of this world. Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added unto you." And Jesus speaks about the kingdom of God in this chapter. When young children were brought to Jesus, the disciples rebuked those that brought them, and Jesus was displeased, and he needed to teach them a lesson about entering into the kingdom of God, that it can only be entered in as a little child. It can only be received in fruitfulness as a little child. There is a dependence and a reliance that a little child exhibits, a hope and a need that's expressed for the comfort, for the support, for the discipline and the love of a family. I believe Bartimaeus sensed that need in him and his helplessness. And we too need to reflect upon the trust of a child to our Heavenly Father. There's a lot of contrasts between this nature of the kingdom of God and the nature of the world that we live in, this physical world. If we pause to think about that trust in God that Jesus is is stressing here. And think about what people are worried about these days. About who will lead us and who will be in power. We see a great contrast. And we remember that the storm of this world and its uncertainty can be raging, but we have a trust and a hope in a living God. I just think of a little girl that stands at the top of the stairs, and she knows her dad is there. She puts her arms out, and she begins to lean forward, knowing that he'll catch her and support her. And his hands will be there. I don't know what puts it in her mind that he's going to help her. But she's learned through experience that she can trust him. In the little things and in big things, we take the Lord at his word. We see how faithful he's been throughout the history of humanity. And even in our lives, in the lives of those we love, can we not also lean forward, step in faith toward him, trusting that his word will support us when we're walking in the light of his word? Jesus then meets a young man who also goes away from Jesus grieved and perhaps disappointed when he heard the cost of following the Lord. Jesus needed to turn around and tell his disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" And then clarify, "Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God?" The love for riches is a trap, and it's a poison. And those who succumb to this would stagger like a man who is bitten by a snake and hardly be able to make any progress. It's a very different kingdom. The kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God. And Jesus, one of the main themes of his teaching was the kingdom of God and becoming a citizen of that kingdom. And our citizenship is exercised now in this life. Our kingdom citizenship is demonstrated for the here and now. And that should give anyone who is looking for purpose and meaning to the day-to-day and the mundane experiences that we go through great joy. Because we could think of Christianity as being some set of commitments that's made, maybe when you're young or maybe later on. But then everything is pushing towards some end goal. And all of that you're doing now is for some future distant day. But Jesus is calling us to a citizenship in his kingdom today. To exhibit this character and his character today. To be in service to others today. So that each and every day would have its purpose. And that we wouldn't just be looking to some far off distant time and wonder, what's the meaning of this life? No, he gives meaning, purpose, value in the teachings of his kingdom to each and every day that we have. The disciples are astonished among themselves because they were sort of used to hearing that those that were maybe wealthy in this world were blessed of God, and that was some maybe a show of God's favor. But Jesus is saying quite the opposite. That's not necessarily so. And they ask, who then can be saved? Jesus responds, with men it is impossible. And that goes for all men, rich and poor, those who are plugged into this world and those that are kind of disconnected. With men it is impossible. And with each and every one of us who have been redeemed, we can testify that it was impossible for us to find that pearl of great price, that saving faith, to come to the knowledge of the truth. It wasn't of ourselves, but only because of the mercy and love of God. He made that possible, that we could become citizens of God's kingdom. And that's a demonstration of God's mercy that should reflect to each and every one who is still outside the fold. You may see things as impossible in terms of making progress in spiritual life or overcoming the devil and this world. But Jesus says, not with God. You put your faith in God. You put your trust in Him. All things are possible with Him. Peter walked on the water, and when he began looking at the waves, he began to fall. But look to Jesus. Look to the Lord. Look to God. Ask of Him the things that He's telling us we should desire. A childlike heart. A separation from the love of riches. And finally, Jesus is speaking to His disciples about a love for service. John and James ask Jesus to sit at His right hand and on the other on the left hand in Thy glory. Jesus responds that they don't really know what they're asking. How compassionate. That those who are ignorant, Jesus even takes time to answer and to correct. What a servant Jesus is. He left His throne in glory, took upon Him the flesh of a man. He was obedient to His Father and to His Mother as an example to us. He spent time teaching and answering questions, guiding in patience, even those who are ignorant and hard-headed. He was compassionate on those who were following Him just for 3 days. But He was compassionate and said, I don't want them to go off without food. Let's give them something to eat. Even those that are just starting out, He's compassionate too. He provides what we need when we seek Him. When we seek His kingdom first and put all other things behind, even 3 days, Jesus shows that compassion. Jesus demonstrated the love of God in bringing that life and immortality to light through the gospel. If it were not for the love of God, we would not have the scriptures. We would be in darkness. We would be lost. We would have no hope. But He took the time to speak. And the Holy Spirit prompted the gospel writers to record his words for us so that we could be in the light and have hope. Who is the greatest and the chiefest among us? Who is our master? He showed us that he's the servant of all. He's the minister, Jesus Christ himself. And it's his example that we need to follow. It's a living, walking, breathing faith in a living word spoken by a living God. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. And Jesus demonstrates the stark contrast between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world. We're very worried about who's going to be ruling and exercising authority. But our faith and trust needs to be in the Lord, and our occupation needs to be in following in his footsteps, in that of service. May the Lord, in his mercy, perhaps stop, we see him stop, and call us to him, that he could ask us, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" And then we speak, and we let him know what our heart's desire is. May the faith that is promoted in this scripture and the kingdom of God that is spoken of be built up, be blessed, and receive from Jesus Christ the things that he can offer. May God bless his word to our hearts this evening. Amen.
So much that we have read in this evening, and as we look at the verses, the James and John, his disciples, are asking for a blank check. Give us whatever we desire. Grant us. He said, okay, what do you want? What is it that you want that I should do for you? Grant unto us that we may sit on the right and on the left in thy glory. They just saw Jesus speaking of a cross. They want to bypass the cross. They want the crown. Isn't that so typical of man? We all want the crown, but bypass the cross. Jesus showed them. He says, you don't know what you're asking for. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of, be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? Jesus was baptized in the Jordan to identify with the fallen Adam's race. And now he is going to be baptized to take the sin of the world upon him. And they said, and it speaks here of the cup, the inner suffering that will take place. And they said that they also can be baptized with that, which was impossible. Dear ones, he goes on and he talks about being great. It says, the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life or as a ransom for many. Whoever of you will be the chiefest, become a servant as he was. We see today in the political sphere the rush, what is going on to receive the crown. Everyone wants to be a great man. Nobody wants to serve. Jesus says, if you're going to be a servant of mine, you have to do as I did. Serve. And he showed that to the rich young man here, who comes running to him, throws himself at his feet. Master, good master. He says, okay, you want to call me good? You know there's only one that's good. Are you ready to call me God? Are you ready to call me your Lord? And we see the next breath, he's no longer calling him good master. He eliminated the good because he wouldn't take him as his Lord. And dear ones, because when he becomes our Lord, we are nothing anymore. And he tells him the commandments, and he gives him the commandments in the beginning of those that are of our relationship towards God. And those are the easy ones. Don't commit adultery. Those are all easy. But he was fooled here. He says, what must I do? Well, there's nothing you can do to inherit eternal life. So Jesus tells him, dude, he says, I've done all those. He goes, okay. Now I'm going to show you what your relationship is with your fellow man. Because it says he behold him and he knew him. So Jesus knew who he was, knew that he couldn't care less about his fellow man, even though he might cast his money into the treasury. It meant nothing. He's just doing what he's supposed to do. And Jesus showed him, you love your man, fellow man? Sell everything you have. Go give it to them. They need it. See, today we are deceived, dear ones. We think because we can buy a big house that we're okay. But money can buy a big house, but it can't buy a home. Money can buy lots of medicine, but it can't buy health. Money can buy a nice bed, but it can't buy sleep. It can buy church pews. It can buy fancy buildings, church buildings, but it can't buy salvation. Jesus is showing him money is nothing. And yet, how easy it is to become deceived, as Jesus says, the love of that is the root of all evil. Because the love of money tells you exactly where you are in the kingdom. All you think about is yourself. That is the root of all evil. Me. When I think about me, that is evil. It is the root of all evil. And Jesus lays that out in such beautiful, plain language that needs to just rock us. And so it is my prayer, dear ones, that each of us would leave tonight with these words, these teachings of Jesus finding a place deep in our hearts to guide us and instruct us. Let's not bypass the cross. There is no crown without it. Let's not bypass service. There's no greatness without it. Jesus he beholds us and he sees us. He didn't go running after that young man. He saw that he loved himself more than he did Jesus. There's nothing Jesus could do for him. Nothing he could do for him. And so he says to the blind man, what wilt thou that I may receive my sight? May that be all of our prayer, dear ones, that we would receive our sight to really see him. That man got to see Jesus on the cross, dying. Do we see him there, dying for our sins? May God bless his word upon each of our hearts. Amen.